convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Now you may notice I'm not going to be preaching on the gospel today. I'm going to be preaching on this letter that Paul wrote to the Romans. For these words are among the most powerful ever written. Their sound is able to grasp human souls in desperate situations. They have proved to be stronger than the sound of exploding shells, of weeping at open graves, of the sighs of the sick, of the moaning of the dying. And I know in my own experience, they have reached into my soul and touched my deepest fears, giving me peace and hope. What is it that makes these words so powerful? Could it be that this is a list of all the things that humans fear the most? Let's take a closer look and examine each section of this famous paragraph written by St. Paul. It starts with neither death nor life. I think we all could agree that death can be fearsome because we don't know when it's going to happen. We don't know what day or what hour. And it's scary because it's final. That's it. No more second or third chances of life on this earth after we die. And it's completely inevitable. So we are powerless to avoid it someday. And then Paul mentions life as well. Even though it is known and we experience it every day, it can be fearsome too, sometimes painful, and sometimes grinding. But Christ gives us hope of eternal life, a life that is both enduring and blessed, lived in the presence and the love of God. Christ also helps us to know that we will one day be reunited with those we love who have left this earth, and that God has never left their side nor our side, and keeps on loving us, whether it be in life or in death. Then Paul goes on to say, nor angels, nor rulers. Revelation 12:7 reminds us that there are angelic forces opposed to God, and it is a reminder that there will be those who will try to thwart our efforts of fulfilling the will of God. And even though we live in a relatively peaceful nation, we still have fears of leaders inside our borders that could possibly limit our freedom or our safety or our ambitions. And then there are those who rule outside our borders, whom we cannot ignore or pretend are not a threat to our peace and our safety. And we are afraid of those who live under their reign as well. You and I know we don't have to dig too far in our history books to remember the hosts of tyrants who have reigned in the past century and the millions of people, often their own subjects, who have died at their hands. Yet Paul assures us that God's love is stronger than any ruler ever known on the face of this earth. And while rulers might separate us from life in this world, they cannot separate us ever from the love of God and the life that he offers. Paul goes on. He says, things present nor things to come. Paul is referring to the challenges that we face in the present and the trials that we fear in the future. It can be painful to read the terrible things that the internet reports on a minute-by-minute basis. And especially now when there are so many videos that not only share the facts, but they also depict the emotions and the scars and the pain of those who wake up to the reality of violence. We think, how could it be? And what if it happened to me or my family? Yet Paul reminds us that God is here, and our prayers will be heard, and God will always have the last word. Then he goes on to mention powers. Well, we often live in fear of those who have power, such as our employers, who could take our job away at a moment's notice. And sometimes we fear those who hold the test results, who sign the papers, who grade the papers. Sometimes we fear the medical professionals who we are not sure we can trust completely. We are not sure always have the best interests in mind. Yet Paul assures us that God works all things together for good, and we can trust that God wants the best for us. Height nor depth. Even though we're not completely sure what Paul is referring to in this, it could be that he's addressing the unattainable heights of space and the depths of oceans. That they can be fearful too, because we do not have the complete capability to reach them and understand them to the fullest extent. And then there are those highs and lows of our emotions that can make us feel so far removed from any trace of God, especially the lows, the depression, the guilt, the hurt. Yet Paul reminds us that even though the universe is vast and the oceans have mysteries we have yet to discover, and our sin is powerful, our God is far more powerful than all of that, and goodness will prevail in the end. Paul knows that fears can be powerful. Fears can immobilize us. Fears can prevent life that is lived to the fullest. Therefore, these words that Paul speaks have power over our souls. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. These words name the powers in whose bondage we all are, and with us all people in all periods of history in the whole of creation. And at the same time, these words give us the certainty that these powers will not prevail against us, that they are conquered, and that we can participate in the victory over them. Paul assures us in this letter to the Romans that God wants us to live life to the fullest, to love and to have hope and courage and faith. Yet how do we do that? How do we live life to the fullest, especially when life throws curveballs and something smacks us in the face and we're faced with pain and questions and the unpredictability of life? Well, theologian Paul Tillich explains, he says, maybe it's important to look at life as, and I quote, a creative and destructive process in which freedom and destiny, chance and necessity, responsibility and tragedy are mixed with each other in everything in every moment. These tensions, ambiguities, and conflicts make life what it is. They create the fascination and the horror of life. And then, in that context, consider that God's love and power is a constant in all of this. Consider that this love of God is above all. This love is the ultimate power of union, the ultimate victory over separation. This love gives us the courage to face those fears and to accept life in the power of that in which life is rooted and overcome. No one can keep us from this ultimate courage. Christ is the victor over the rulers of the world because he is the victor over our hearts. His death, his life, his resurrection gives us certainty that even our hearts, our self-accusation, our despair about ourselves cannot separate us from the love of God, the ultimate unity, the source and the ground of the courage to accept life. Amen.